It's Tuesday morning in the offices of health people in the South Bronx, and even a week after the announcement, Chris Norwood, the organization's founder and executive director, is still shaking her head in disbelief in receiving $2 million in unsolicited funding.
We almost never would dream of receiving funding like that.
It was a surprise that Health People received the money, a happy one. Health People was started in the early 90s to help people with AIDS. It's continued that work, but this new money will allow them to extend their support for diabetes.
We're going to start a peer training institute to train peer educators in providing good self-management education for diabetes and chronic disease and preventive education.
The South Bronx has the highest diabetes rate in the city. Norwood says from Green Statistics, diabetes-related amputation have increased 100% in the past decade. But knowledge is power, as Norwood usually repeats.
We teach people to read every label. If your nutrition information has come from TV ads since the day you were born, you just won't know much about nutrition.
I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2 in 2014.
Today, Evelyn Rivas is a peer educator at Health People. Her life was very different when she got the diagnosis.
Back then, when they first did the blood work and they told me your A1C was 10.4 and that I could have gone easily into a coma, I was like in a state of shock.
That moment changed her life.
And I learned how to eat better. I started reading labels. I started eating by portions.
Riva says one of the worst outcomes of poorly managed diabetes is the risk of amputation.
Before, you used to get on a public bus and you would see maybe one wheelchair with, you know, a person. But now you get on a public bus in the Bronx and you're going to have like maybe four or five wheelchairs in one shot.
Dr. Robert Barrow teaches at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. He says type 2 diabetes is not genetic.
There is no excuse for almost everybody with type 2 diabetes. There's no genetic thing. There's no, you're going to have it because that's who you are, and you have to hear it from someone you trust.
Barrow says he trusts Chris Norwood and Health People to use their newfound grant wisely.
$2 million extra in Chris's pocket is a wonderful thing. Makes a huge difference in just lighting a fire under people's understanding.
Health People peer educator Evelyn Rivas says people in the Bronx know how to do things for themselves.
We have to learn how to eat better, look for better prices when we go to the supermarket, make better decisions, stay away from the sodas.
She says the $2 million from Mackenzie Scott will go a long way to spreading these messages in the South Bronx. Tommaso Baronio, Columbia Radio News.